people living in Texas than in Illinois. Madison County has become a national lawsuit factory where lawyers are the big winners and local taxpayers pay the tab. Why are your judges using your taxes on other people's lawsuits? Visit cleanupmadcocourts.org to learn more.
Great news for St. Louis. R&R Sanitation has taken over Progressive ISEI portable toilets. Now, what does that mean? That means for all of you who have been suffering with Progressive ISEI portable toilets, you can now look forward to receiving the best service in the industry, courtesy of R&R Sanitation. Basically, you've gone from worst to first. R&R Sanitation will be updating and bringing Progressive ISEI equipment up to date to R&R standards. Everything's going to be brand new, which means all the home builders that use Progressive ISEI will now get the benefit of the commitment to customer service that has made R&R Sanitation the leader in the industry, which means 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And you know what? When you have better porta potties from R&R Sanitation, we all win. 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They really do want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
Hi, this is Stuart Rosenblum, president of Stuart's American Mortgage.
Stewie!
Mortgages are the biggest investment that a person's going to make in their life, yet most people don't know anything about it. Tune in Sundays at 2 o'clock for Mortgages and More with Stewie. That's me, where we can go over all the different types of mortgage programs in simple terms. 2 p.m. Sunday, you, me,
Stewie.
You'll become an expert after the first show.
Listen to Mortgages and More with Stewie, Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. on KTRS.
Do you like good music? Yeah. Music.
Wilson Pickett?
No.
No.
Hang on.
Wow. I know who this. I know who it is. I can't. All right. No. Go. Who is it?
Arthur Conley.
Arthur Conley.
He actually
sounded a lot like Wilson Pickett.
He actually wrote the song with Otis Redding.
Otis Redding, never heard of it. Just kidding.
Sitting on, yeah.
Just got a text from Pistols Plus in Osage Beach. Hey, be sure to mention deer hunting. Too late. 20 minutes ago, we did it. I said all hunting, though. Hunters, you know, hunters. Ammo, weapons, whatever. Scott Sherman is in the house. Hello, Scott. How are you?
Great, Frank. How are you, sir?
Are you ready to help people?
I'm ready. I love that.
And they love it. And before you do it, folks, let me give you the number, and I'm going to do some business. And while I do that, that'll clear out some space so we can let Scott help you. I'd call now, too, because it fills up every Thursday. 314, these are legal questions you need some help on. 314-969-KTRS, which is 5877 or 888-550-KTRS. I mentioned, I think it was Monday, that I don't cook. I've never made anything in my life. And that's really, I guess, in part because I don't have to, because my wife cooks every day. Like, oh, wait, no, wait. No, I'm thinking somebody else. We've spent a fortune in carry out. And I mean, really, if I don't even want to try to calculate it. But I saw this recipe, and I'm not going to make it because I don't cook. One day I will make
something. You should try this recipe. You were telling me a little bit about it.
It's bacon and fried onion cranberry sauce. And here are the ingredients. Pound of bacon. I like that part.
It's a good start.
Cut into 1-inch chunks. One large yellow onion, diced. Half cup of orange juice. 12-ounce bag of fresh or frozen cranberries. One large or two small apples, peeled, cored, and diced. Half cup of sugar, salt, and ground black pepper. And then you in a saucepan, large saucepan, you medium-high cook the bacon till it's lightly crisped, 10-12 minutes. Take a slotted spoon to transfer the bacon to a plate. Set it aside. Leave the saucepan and the bacon fat over the heat. Then add the onion. Cook it till it's fried. I can stop right here. Anything with fried onions, I'm in.
I'm out.
Really?
Yeah, no.
I'm in.
What about those onions in a can, like you sprinkle on a casserole? You don't like those? Are you kidding me?
Oh, I love those
crunchy canned fried onions. You don't like that?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's not really an onion, though. That's
sure
I don't know.
It is. Do you not like onions? Period.
No, not really.
No tomatoes, no onions.
Yes.
My mother-in-law and I love onions. We that's one of the things we hit off on.
You could bite into those Vidalia ones just by itself, just like an apple.
Oh, absolutely, I can. I can eat a Vidalia onion like an apple.
That
They're
makes
fantastic.
Me cringe.
I couldn't do that.
So then you add the onions, you cook it till it's fried, 2-3 minutes, take a slotted spoon, transfer the onions over to the plate with the bacon. Now I got a plate of fried onions and bacon.
Yeah.
I'd stop right there and just eat that. I couldn't even finish. Dispose of the fat in the pan. Don't scrape the pan because you want the browned bits on the bottom.
Oh, yeah.
Then you return the pan to the heat, and when it's hot, you add the orange juice. Bring it to a simmer while you use a wooden spoon. Now, Peon, you're a cook. What does the wooden spoon have to do with anything? Use a wooden spoon or silicone spatula to scrape up the bits from the bottom of the pan.
Well, you don't want to use something metal because most pans now have that
Teflon
on it, yeah. So,
add the cranberries, apple, and sugar. Bring it to a simmer. Cook it till the cranberries pop and the juice thickens. Just saying this makes me hungry. About 6 minutes, you return the bacon and the onions to the pan. Taste, season with salt and pepper, cool before serving. There you have it, bacon and fried onion cranberry sauce. Now,
I've never been a fan of the cranberry sauce at Thanksgiving. I don't know. It was never a big deal
in the can when it comes out and you just...
Dan, I just opened a can yesterday.
Did you?
Of that canned cranberry jelly, that jelly sauce.
You just ate it by itself?
No. I ate it, but I had something. I had tuna or something. I love that cranberry sauce. Yeah. I know that's not real cranberry. It's that canned gel stuff. I love that stuff. It's got kind of a little bit of a bite, tartar thing to it. So Thanksgiving's coming up, and please don't email me for this recipe because I don't know. I'm not going to type it out for you, and I don't know how to scan, or I don't have a scanner, but it's you could look it up. It was the St. Louis Post Disgrace. It was the online... it's Monday, bacon and fried onion cranberry sauce. I'm going to do a little business, then we're going to get Scott's theme. We're going to get this show on the road and help you out with some legal stuff. Mark and Jason. By now I should just say that, and you already know the last names. I don't have to tell you. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. You should also know who they are. They are financial advisors. And financial advice is one of those things that, unfortunately, a lot of people don't seek out until they're in a panic and they go, oh my goodness, I'm 40 years old, I don't have a plan, I don't have anybody. Some people can't do it till they're 45 or 50. They have not had the money, the extra money to hand over to somebody or to go to advice, to get advice on, because they just didn't have, in this case, $25,000 or more. So obviously, the sooner you can have a plan, get advice, the better. But whatever time it is, whatever age you are, if you have $25,000 or more, maybe you have it in a 401k or retirement account. And maybe even though sometimes you listen to the radio and it makes it sound like everybody is retiring. No, not everybody's retiring. People listening 40, 50 years old, they're not anywhere near ready. I'm not retired yet. But it's something to think about. And one of your major assets in planning is time, and every day you lose some of that time. People are always concerned about losing money, losing interest. Well, you're losing time. Every day that you put this off, especially if you have $25,000 or more and you could pick up the phone and take care of this, you're essentially maybe losing money when you lose time. So how do you plan? A lot of people have decided that it's a good idea to get some advice from somebody who does this every day. Mark Reardon, Jason Becker would be two such people. They are advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. Stifel is a member SIPC and NYSC. I told you that's a legal thing we have to do now in every commercial, or I do 8 years in prison.
Uh-oh.
I went and looked up the up the punishment.
Is that right, Scott?
Scott,
that's
see?
Right.
Yeah, he concurs. Legal talk. I concur.
He's cellmate with Jared.
Yeah.
Oh.
Jared Fogle.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to be his. He'd make me dress up like a little boy. I don't want to be his cellmate. And they offer you as an investor personalized investment guidance. They check in with you and let you know how things are looking every quarter. So please, I'm inviting you to set up a complimentary meeting. with Mark and Jason, and everything you need to know is at this website, markandjason.com. One more time for the phone numbers after we listen to this.
On this side of the law, on that side of the law, who is right, who is wrong,
who is for,
I like to sing this song.
Well, you see, I didn't really...
Okay, the names are stacking up, but let me throw it at you one more time. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. Peon, you let me know when we have to take our first break. And other than that, we're sweeping it as close to the top of the hour as we can. Folks, here is your helper, your advisor, your lawyer for the next few minutes, Scott Sherman.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Frank.
Welcome back, Scott. Let's go. Carolyn is up first. Carolyn, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott. How you doing?
Great. Hi, Carolyn.
Good. I'm Ann in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Okay, so I had an aunt that passed away recently. No heirs, no children. Parents are deceased. The only living relative is my mother. She has a car, and she didn't leave it to anybody. My mother wants to donate it to a charity. We do have the title to it, and it's an older car. It's like 10 or 15 years old. But... obviously, my aunt didn't sign the title before she died, and there's no will or anything. So what do we do?
You might have to file a small estate because she died what's called intestate, meaning she didn't have a will
or
a trust.
Right, intestate. That's what I was going to say.
And what happens is it has to go through probate because there is no person who can transfer legally that title. What a lot of people do, and it's a little too late in this case, is have what's called transferable on death for things like car titles, and they set up stuff for houses too, or bank accounts for, it's called TOD. But in this case, this car and anything that your aunt had must go through probate, hate to say it, and a small estate has to be open so that these things can be properly distributed.
Okay, now what if it's, I mean, I don't think the car is, I mean, how much is probate? Because I don't think the car is worth probably, I mean, it's a Toyota and it's all rusted, you know?
It's probably,
I mean, my
worth
mom was honestly thinking about a junkyard or something like that, you know, but they have to have a title and it has to be signed.
You have to have legal capacity to do something with this asset. It's time to talk to a lawyer that specializes in estates to give you the best handle on that. And if you want the names of some people, I can give you the website or you can hang on the line and I will be happy to do that.
Okay, that's great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right.
And up front, I will tell people your email address. It's law office of Scott Sherman, S-C-O-T-T, Sherman at gmail.com. And I have a quick question real quickly. On car titles, let's say you have an uncle or dad even, whoever it is, and they're 90 and they're kind of sickly. On the back of a title, all that's required to transfer it to another owner is the seller's signature. Could your Uncle Jake sign that before he dies, and then after he passes away, wouldn't it be okay to say, here, you just bought yourself a car, Mr. Smith. It's signed over by my just-departed uncle. Can you do that?
Sure, because at the time of that signature, then the legal title has transferred to whoever it is that holds that. The better practice is to have to redo it so that it's TOD, so that not only just goes to someone who grabs a hold of Uncle Jake's title, says, hey, I got myself a car, but the person that Uncle Jake wanted it to go to in the first place, and that can be done before Uncle Jake either gets too sick.
And we've done that with my mother-in-law. Her car, which we got for her, but I wanted it titled to her, and that gets into we don't want to be liable for, you know, if she has an accident. But it's TOD, transfer upon death. She passes away, boom, it's ours to sell. Let's bring Mike, and Mike, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hello, Mr. Sherman.
Oh, hi, Mike. How are you, sir?
I'm okay. I am in the PM.
Apparently you are. Are you asking?
Hey, I've got a question for you. I'm in need of doing a divorce child support modification. My problem is I can't find a lawyer that will do it for less than $1,500 on a retainer and $150 to $200 an hour, and I don't have that kind of money. And I've been told that you can download the forms from the government, from the state of Missouri, and file it yourself, but I've been told that those forms aren't any good. Is there anybody, any way out there, a guy that's down on his luck and about broke can get help?
If you go ahead. First of all, it's like doing your own dental work. Not a great idea, even though you could probably learn about it on the Internet. if you are of little means and you live in the Eastern District of Missouri, take it, you live in Missouri?
Jefferson County, yes.
Jefferson County, okay. Legal aid is for the entire Eastern District, Jefferson County, St. Louis County, all the way up to almost Cape Girardeau, or down to Cape Girardeau, almost up to Hannibal. They will talk to you, and if you meet the means test, they will go in and represent you for free to try and get this modification. And one of the things about being broke is having a substantial change in financial circumstance is a basis for it. So a lot of people are too broke to have a modification, but legal aid, they're on Forest Park Parkway down by Barnes Hospital. Give them a call. They're nice people, and they know enough about
it. And is it just listed if he wants to look it up as Legal Aid of Missouri?
I'd say Eastern District Legal Aid of Missouri. If you put
I've talked to them a couple times, I think, and they keep telling me they send me to some lawyers that say they take reduced rates and payments, but every time I talk to them, it's still $1,500.
That doesn't sound right.
If you're broke, that doesn't sound right. You should be able to do this. You have no money. Okay. So, you know, if you want the names of some my guys that work for cheap, fine. But if you don't have $500 or $1,000 or $1,500, these guys aren't going to help you. I would be on there and maybe ask for a meeting in person to see if you meet the means test. But don't do it yourself.
Okay.
Don't.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Mike. So what about these things like LegalZoom.com? Are they any good?
Yeah. For stuff like starting a corporation or putting an LLC together.
But not this kind of thing.
No. And that's real legal work because you have to be in front of a judge. There are legal standards you have to make. And the consequences are quite drastic. If you lose something like that, that might be something they have to do in order to eat. So as much as it stings, there is money that's well spent and money not well spent. So LegalZoom, that's fine for stuff that's his boilerplate, but for something like this, no.
Okay. Jason, say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hey, Scott.
Hi, Jason.
AM to PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, my question is regarding patents. I have a very simple, non-mechanical, non-electrical idea. Can I go through the process without a lawyer?
Yeah.
To get a patent?
Yeah.
And how feasible is that?
If it's something that's business, this is what we told Mike. You know, you don't do your own dental work. Even a simple process is maybe the most important financial thing that you have going on, unless you own 5,000 patents. This might be the best idea you ever come up with in your life. And if you screw it up by not having the patent prosecuted properly, that's what they call it, patent prosecution, and you don't get the patent because of some technical glitch, somebody comes in, steals your idea, now the greatest idea you've ever had, not only does somebody have it, but you get nothing for it. So, yeah, can you do it? Sure, you could probably pull your own tooth, but this is not where smart business people save money. This is where you talk to somebody who does intellectual property law, you see how easy it is to do, and you see if you can cut them some deal. Maybe you can put most of it together yourself and have them just prosecute it for you at a reduced rate. But I wouldn't do this myself. Not for this might be your career. Why do that?
Oh, okay. So what you're saying, though, is if you did it yourself and you messed up, you might inadvertently give your idea to everyone, and the next person who sees it on whatever list could come in before you've got the other paperwork.
Ideas are not protectable. In intellectual property, whether you have some kind of idea for a patent or some working thing like you have, or whether you have a trademark idea, you go on, you tell everybody your idea, and they take it from you. There's nothing you can do about that. The only thing
By virtue of going through the process by myself, would it still be, if I mess up, I don't accidentally broadcast it to everyone?
You're allowing the world to have a crack at your idea. And if they go and you either say it at a cocktail party or they just come up with it themselves later, you haven't protected yourself from the world. That's what patents, that's what trademarks do in the business world. Protect great ideas from other people stealing them.
Oh, I get that. If I were to say it right here on the radio, I mean, that would be bad form. But, okay, I gotcha. best case.
I think what he's trying to say, what Jason's trying to say, is if you're going to file for a patent, it's filing. It's a filing.
Yeah, right.
Can you not just do that yourself?
Sure. You sure can. And not only can you do that, but a lot of products you see say patent pending. That means they haven't gotten the approval of the patent and trademark office, but it puts some people on notice, hey, I'm working on this. So you certainly can do that, but before I would do that, it's not going to hurt to talk to somebody who does intellectual property law. They will have confidentiality, so they won't say it. And if you don't like their prices, then try it yourself. But for me to say try it yourself, well, that would be a mistake to say to you or anybody else.
Oh, okay, yeah, and I wasn't off looking for, necessarily. I just didn't know if it was feasible, but I appreciate it, and
no problem.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Jason. One of the things that's always confused me, there's service mark, there's trademark, there's copyright, and there's patent. Those are four different things. And the other thing I found interesting, and a lot of people may not know this, you can't have any kind of rights, patent, trademark, or anything, to a movie title or a book title. Which strikes me as really odd, because if I write a book or I produce a movie, I would think I should own the rights to that so that nobody else could have a... I can do a movie tomorrow and call it The Wizard of Oz, or write a book called The Wizard of Oz, or Gone with the Wind. And that just strikes me as very odd, but I learned that a long time ago. There are, I think, three movies called The Patriot.
Yes.
And they're completely different movies. Different producers, different actors... And there's no protection there. And I don't know that I understand that.
It has to be unique. I'll give you a perfect example. Paris Hilton went out and tried to trademark That's Hot. She said That's Hot.
I remember that. No, I remember that.
That's Hot and That's Hot. They said, no, that's too common. Or Donald Trump, you're fired. He tried that too.
But Let's Get Ready to Rumble is not common.
That's not common enough. So Michael Buffer does have the trademark to that. If you want to use that in a business context, you got to pay him. So, a work, a thing like a piece of art or a book or something, that's copyrightable because it's unique. And almost by making that thing, you have a copyright in it. And there's ways to do it that are pretty simple. But in business, the trademark and the patent. The trademark has got to be a unique thing that you use to identify your business, logos,
like a logo, yeah.
Logos and stuff. And the patent is something that operates, that moves, that has some sort of process.
And what is a service mark?
It's a trademark and a service mark are almost the same kind of things. Used in business to show people that either a phrase is unique or that you're using it as part of your business. And that's stuff that needs to go through the trademark and patent office. And that's really simple to do. I mean, that's almost stuff you can do yourself. The trademark stuff. But on patents, it's so important that the person trying to get that patent do it right that it would be silly to try it yourself when it's that important.
All right, we're going to do one more, then we're going to take a break. And after this call, the lines are open, believe it or not. So during the commercial break, folks, it's a good time to jump in. 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877 or 888-550-KTRS. Jim, say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hey, Scott.
Hello, Jim.
Jim, and AM and PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Now, my question is, when you get married, does your wife assume half your assets on the wedding day, or do you keep accounts, let's say 2 years later, does she take half of what you own?
The stuff that you bring with you can remain separate property. From the moment you get married, things you accumulate, that becomes marital property. That's the stuff that you have in tandem.
Unless it's California. Isn't that the state everybody always refers to when the minute you get married, boom, split down the middle?
Yeah, California is a split down the middle state. But if you live in Missouri or even Illinois, the stuff you bring to the table before you say I do, that stuff is separate unless you commingle it. Like you put her name on the title of a car, you put your name on the title of a house, that kind of start commingling bank accounts. But you are your own person until you say I do, then you're a team until you say I don't.
So then prenups are only needed in California.
No, you should have, if you want to keep whatever it is that you accumulate during that marriage separate, you need a prenup, or they call it an anti-nup, A-N-T-E, nup agreement. If you've got significant assets, or best thing, don't get married. That's the easiest way.
There you go.
You want to keep your wife from having your stuff? Just live together. I mean,
One other quick thing, Jim and Scott, I just found this out a month ago. There's such a thing as a postnuptial agreement.
Yeah.
Between two people who are already married.
That's right. Yeah. After the fact, hey, here's how we're going to split things up when this doesn't work out. And half the time, it doesn't work out.
And good luck getting her to do the postnuptial. Now you're asking her to sign off on letting you keep stuff after you're married.
Yeah. Wonder if that'll bring any red flags. Hey, why are we going to talk about a postnuptial agreement? Well, why would you want to do that?
Yeah, you must have a girlfriend. Does that help, Jim?
Yep, great. That's what I need to hear.
Thank you for listening, too. Okay, we're taking a break. We come back out of the break. We will take more of your questions for Scott Sherman, and lines are open, and that is usually not the case on a Thursday. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. Why don't I do a little business before the break? That'll free us up. You think so? Can we do that, PM?
Sure.
And that's the business of Matheny Heating and Cooling. I told you that Saturday night, depending on the forecast, you look at 19, 20, 22. Hey, it's all cold. It's all cold. And here's another thought. Let's say you take a vacation. Let's say you're going with us to Jamaica in January, and I wish everybody could. You leave your house for a week, 10 days, whatever. What if that heat goes out while you're gone? You got a mess. You got yourself a real mess in the form of frozen pipes bursting, water everywhere when you get home. It's important to have the heat working properly. Not just when you're there, so you're comfortable, but when you're not there for any period of time more than a couple. Now, when I clap my hands, you won't remember that I told you that. Pian, do you remember anything I just
said? Where am I?
See, it worked. Matheny Heating and Cooling. And here's what else you need to know. It doesn't matter how big or small your home or business is. It doesn't matter what type it is, what make, what model, what year, what age. They have highly trained people. They've been doing this 73 years. They have people trained to work on all of it. Experts to work on all of it. All you need to do is live in St. Louis County or St. Charles County. That's it. It's that easy. 73 years is still going strong. Do not leave your house for a few days this winter wondering whether or not the heating is going to do what it's supposed to do. And don't be miserable and don't wait till the last minute. Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
Meep, meep.
Let's get a look at traffic right now and check in with Frank Ladd.
Thanks, Dan. We're really heavy headed towards downtown, eastbound on Highway 70 from east of Grand all the way in through the headed towards the Poplar Street Bridge. That right lane is heavy from Park Avenue. Eastbound on 64, it's a slow stretch stop and go now from Grand to the Poplar. Westbound on 64, you're heavy from Compton all the way out past McCausland. Westbound on Highway 44, you slow between Hampton and Laclede Station. That road construction there still causing issues at Laclede Station, westbound on Highway 44. Southbound on 170 on the brakes now between Page and Doherty Ferry. Page at 64, southbound 270 on the brakes now between Page and Doherty Ferry. Seeing a pocket of volume headed eastbound on 64 between 141 and Highway 270. Westbound on Highway 70, slowing past the airport, that normal stretch there, as well as eastbound on Highway 270 up in North County, slow between, looks like, McDonald and 170. This update brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Want a smarter, safer car? Just plug in Hum by Verizon, and you instantly get vehicle diagnostics and pinpoint roadside and emergency assistance. Learn more at hum.com. I'm Frank Ladd in the KTRS Traffic Center.
Premier Heating and Cooling. For all your heating and cooling needs, call Premier at 636-916-1122 or on the web at premierheatingcooling.net.
The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price? Under $25 a month.
Call 1-800-979-3269 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-979-3269. 1-800-979-3269. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You know, until recently, I had no idea of the difference it makes when you deal directly with the lending institution owner, as opposed to various different employees in a large lending conglomerate. Of course, I'm talking about Stewart's American Mortgage Corp. In addition to being the proud owner, Stewart prides himself on taking care of each loan from start to finish. He's been in the mortgage business for over 25 years and knows how to keep that constant recalling and rehashing at a very minimum. He knows your specific information, and when it comes time to get finalization, Stewart is there to explain your specific circumstances, getting you the lowest possible interest rate. But you must act now, as interest rates are at historic lows. Yes, the best possible rates in the shortest possible time at the lowest possible cost. Don't be confused. There's only one, Stewart's American Mortgage. On the internet, it's stewartsamc.com or call 314-324-4440. That's 324-4440.
How would you like to try America's best-selling home fitness program free for 30 days? You've probably heard of P90X. It's the number one fitness program designed to get you in amazing shape. Elite trainer Tony Horton shows you the same body sculpting techniques he uses with his pro athlete and movie star clients. Now you can try it free at myfreebod.com. The program that I'm talking
about. We interrupt this offer to bring you an even better free offer. Beachbody just launched a new digital video service called Beachbody On Demand. For a limited time, you can use it free for 30 days. So you can try not just P90X, but also Insanity, P90X3, Turbo Fire, Brazil Butt Lift, over $4,000 worth of programming free. Stream it on your tablet, PC, or smartphone. It's the best offer in the history of fitness. Now back to your regularly scheduled commercial.
So you can get the hot, sexy bod you've dreamed of. For your free 30-day trial, go to myfreebod.com. That's myfreebod.com. Myfreebod.com.
Membership fees apply after 30-day trial. Cancel anytime.
If you want more fun out of your home this year, the best place to start, Outdoor Living Incorporated at I-44 and Big Bend. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven here. Outdoor Living has been my place where I've turned to for my outdoor decking for years. And everyone in St. Louis has been turning to Outdoor Living since 1991. They've been transforming outdoor entertainment areas. Their showroom has 15 different deck displays, 30 different rail options, fences, gazebos, pergolas, screened-in porches, fire pits, built-in grills, and sunrooms, just to name some of the things they have. They also operate their own lumber yard, and they'll supply all of the decking materials for your project. Outdoor Living Inc. stocks TimberTech decking. That's that composite capped with the polymer shell. It's low maintenance, scratch resistance, and comes with a 25-year fade and stain warranty. Outdoor Living or Outdoor Living Inc. located on South Holmes near I-44 and Big Bend in Kirkwood. 314-966-3325 or OutdoorLivingInc.com.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend, John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Hi, Damian Girard here, your host of the Girard Realty Show, which airs every Sunday on the Big 550 KTRS at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The purpose of the Girard Realty Show is to bring together experts that you need when buying, owning, and selling real estate. Everybody that's involved, from the mortgage professional to the home inspector, but also we have local interest promotions. We have national trends and news about real estate in general. And basically, we try to have a good time and talk about real estate in St. Louis area. So tune in every Sunday at 3 o'clock to the Girard Realty Show on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Stuart Rosenblum, president of Stewart's American Mortgage.
Stewie!
Mortgages are the biggest investment that a person is going to make in their life. Yet most people don't know anything about it. Tune in Sundays at 2 o'clock for Mortgages and More with Stewie. That's me, where we can go over all the different types of mortgage programs in simple terms. 2 p.m. Sunday, you, me,
Stewie.
You'll become an expert after the first show.
Listen to Mortgages and More with Stewie, Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. on KTRS.
On this side of the law, on that side of the law, who is right, who is wrong, who is
that's why I sing this song every morning. Well, his name is Scott Sherman. His email address is lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com, which only makes sense. That would be a stupid email if his name was Ted Wilkins. It'd be another, but it's lawofficeofscottsherman. Back to the phones. Last time to give the phone number, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Jake, thank you for patiently waiting. Say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott. AM and the PM.
Thank you, Jake.
Hallelujah. Hey, it's another question. Oh, this one. Is it the same?
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Jake, we're having... Houston, we have a problem. Is Jake still with us?
I finally clicked. No. He's
After all that holding, now we turn to Judy. Hopefully she's in a different part of town or has a different carrier. Judy, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Judy.
I got a problem. I was in New York, Times Square, 3.5 years ago. Anyway, I was waiting for the light to change, and everybody, it changed, and everybody went, you know, pretty fast. Anyway, I fell in a hole and broke my hip and had to stay up there for three weeks. I've been up there two times for two different depositions, and now my lawyer told me they just Con Ed and another utility company. Now they're going to go to trial. He said, but don't buy any tickets yet. They got one more chance to settle. So you think they're just stringing me along and they'll keep postponing it?
Can I jump in?
Go ahead. For
no, I think they'll settle. Don't they always, Scott, wait? Don't they always wait till the 11th hour, Scott, to do this?
A lot of times they do. Look what you have, Judy. You have lawyers in Manhattan. This is maybe the best place for a plaintiff to have a lawsuit against a public utility with a woman that had surgery. The lawyers in New York know how to get stuff done. You've already had two depositions. The thing has a trial date. It may or may not go. It seems like you have very conscientious lawyers. And if they decide they're going to settle and the money's right, those lawyers will extract every penny possible for you. And if not, look at it. You go to trial. You sit there, you tell your story for an hour, and they have a trial, and 12 people in that jurisdiction in Manhattan decide whether or not there was negligence by the public utility that turns their lights off every time they miss their electric bill by one day. Don't you think you're in a better position than they are? I think you're in very good hands.
I can't understand why they haven't gone, you know, settled yet.
Because the lawyers for Con Ed get paid by the hour, and your lawyers get paid to settle the case. So at the point where the lawyers for Con Ed have extracted as much money as they can get out of their client, Con Ed, they'll come to the table with some money from their client. If not, they'll be in the hands of 12 people in New York City where big verdicts
are...
They hate them. Think about that. Think about how we hate Ameren. Have you ever come home? Judy, I know you're conscientious. Has anyone you ever met come home and had one of those pink stickers or door knockers on there where somebody was out of town, they turned their lights off? You can't get your electricity put out. It happens to people all the time. People hate the electric company. They hate the gas company. People in New York hate them even more.
Well,
you're in the right place.
The only thing I'm worried about, they made the trial date for January 4th. Well, I can't go up there. My lawyer wants me up there 2 weeks before.
This is
a week to prep me and then a week for the trial.
Yeah.
Which seems pretty much... Seems so simple, and I broke my hip. It should be maybe 2 or 3 days.
Let me give you something in general about how simple this is. The most difficult plaintiff's cases, the most difficult injury cases, because I work in this field, are the premises liability cases, the slip and fall cases. They're the most difficult. The reason is that they think people on juries, and they do this all the time, say the person should have been more careful. I think that you have a very good relationship with your lawyer. You have a very good conscientious lawyers. I don't want to know their names. I don't want anything about them. But when you've been been through depositions, when they want to prep you for a week, when they have a trial date set in January, things are good. Things are good. Trust your lawyers. Go with the way they say it, and this will probably work out to your advantage.
Because an inconvenience now is going to be a big paycheck probably later.
And you only get one bite at the Big Apple, my friend. Take a big chunk out of that thing. And your lawyers have a huge incentive to get the most for you because they're working on a contingency. A third of what you get or 40% of what you get, the bigger that is, the better for them. That's how they make their living.
Judy, good luck.
Thanks.
All right, thank you. And Jake is back, hopefully with a full signal. Jake, say hi again to Scott Sherman.
All right, Scott, I'm still aiming at him.
There you go.
Hallelujah. Okay, my question is, I'm getting married. I have some bad child support. I have some tax debt. Is that going to go on to her?
No.
Oh, can I answer this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely not. It will not, because I went through that a long time ago, and my
Dan
wife
tried that, trying to actually dump all it on his new girl.
Yeah,
from
I did.
That's the prenup you want.
He couldn't do it.
No, it will not go against her at all.
Okay.
It's only your salary.
We'd heard rumors that, you know, that they had come after somebody for bad child support when they got married. They went after their spouse or something.
No.
So I was just worried about that, actually.
It's a great reason to not get married. You could tell her that.
Yeah.
I can't get married to you because I got back child support.
Yeah. No,
let's put it off another year.
I wouldn't want to give you that burden.
Yeah, Jake, don't tell her you called and got the other answer from Scott.
Yeah.
Say, well, I checked and I can't marry you. I got to take on all your baggage.
We'll wait another year.
Yeah, let's just keep having sex.
Sit right next to me.
All right, so
that's great news. There's nothing I need to do or anything like that, or just we can go ahead and get married and not worry about it.
No, those are personal debts and personal responsibilities that go to you, not her.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
And thank you, Jay. And I guess the same thing, it would go the other way. If a woman is concerned about marrying... or a guy's concerned about marrying a woman, maybe she's got some bad debt, but it's not going to come to him, right?
Right.
So it goes both ways.
That's right. It becomes an encumbrance when somebody has judgments against them for getting things like loans and other stuff like that, but it doesn't affect the other person if you handle it right.
All right. Well, we're out of time. I'd say we do this again Thursday. What do you say?
Anytime. Next Thursday sounds like a winner for me.
All right. And one last time before we close it out, and thanks, Scott. That email address, if you want to contact him, if he can't help you, he can turn you to somebody who hopefully can. That is lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com. Thanks, Scott. Good enough, Scott
Thanks,
Sherman.
Thanks, friend. Thank you.
I believe next Thursday is Thanksgiving. So.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Well, we'll double up the following Thursday.
Yes.
You're right. It is Thanksgiving. And we don't work Thanksgiving because I think it's a slap in the face of our ancestors and pilgrims everywhere. So we refuse to do it. We're going to take a break. We come back. Bill Cleveland will join us on the Big 550 KTRS.
And we're going to get a check on traffic right now with Frank Ladd.
Thanks, Dan. Working with an accident, 70 westbound near Madison. It's over on the right shoulder, just a pocket of volume there headed westbound. Really, everything out there this afternoon is just volume, and there's a lot of it. Eastbound on Highway 70, heavy headed towards the Poplar from Grand. Eastbound 64, you're on the brakes from, well, it looks like Vandeventer now headed towards the Poplar Strip Bridge. Northbound 55, slow stretch from Highway 44. Stop and go that right lane up through the Poplar Strip Bridge. The ramp between Park and the Poplar, extremely heavy. Westbound 44, you're heavy between the two bridges, the Stan Musial Veterans Memorial Bridge and south of the Poplar Street Bridge all the way down through Highway 44. Seeing pockets of volume now forming westbound on 44 between Grand and Laclede Station. That's heavier than normal. Westbound on Highway 64, we are heavy in that heavier normal stretch between Grand and McCausland. Southbound 170, heavy between Page and Highway 64. The normal slow and go southbound on Highway 270 between Page and Doherty Ferry. This update brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Want a smarter, safer car? Just plug in Hum by Verizon and you instantly get vehicle diagnostics and pinpoint roadside and emergency assistance. Learn more at hum.com. I'm Frank Ladd on the KTRS Traffic Center.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Don't fight the crowds on Black Friday looking for jewelry. Save time and money by shopping on Small Business Saturday at Paramount Jewelers. Paramount Jewelers has a huge selection of diamonds and colored gemstones for your sweetheart. Online at ParamountJewelers.com.
Gobble up your share of $100,000 in free slot play during the Great Turkey Pluck. Fridays in November from 6 to 10 p.m. at Hollywood Casino, St. Louis.
Apparently there was a lot more water in that big rain we had at our traffic center because was underwater.
Yeah, he is.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Lindquist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by the Cleed Cab, your AM the PM cab company. STL Taxi is the app. It's free. It works. It's easy. Good way to get a Cleed Cab, and that's the cab you want. That's the cab you want, a Cleed Cab. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everybody. Good afternoon.
All right, Bill.
Hey, good afternoon, Bill. How are you?
Doing real well. Well, in honor of the news story this week that the Hillary Clinton presidential campaign demanded a video be taken down from a comedy store, well, I think it was a comedy store, a website in Los Angeles, demanding a video be taken down, people making jokes about her. Oh. I pulled together my favorite pantsuit joke. Are you ready to go?
Hell yeah, we're ready.
All right, here we go. This date back all the way to 2008, done right here on this program, starting in 2008. And the Steelworkers Union has now endorsed Barack Obama. Not to be outdone, Hillary was endorsed today by the Pantsuit Union.
Yep, that should be.
Hillary Clinton's down in Puerto Rico. She was spending the day learning the culture and joining some local food and visiting the poor people that sew together her pantsuits. Hillary Clinton won the primary in Puerto Rico over the weekend. She got a little crazy celebrating her victory, though, and spilled salsa all over her pantsuits.
Oh, boy, I hate that.
Hillary Clinton's upset about the Washington Post writing about her cleavage. I didn't see the picture at the top she wore, only that it was described as a see-through pantsuit. Hillary Clinton is now Secretary of State and will travel all over the world. The only problem is she can't seem to remember what pantsuit she left her passport in.
Oh, that's a problem.
Okay, and finally, I think I've time for one more.
Yeah, one more.
Katy Perry has offered to write Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign theme song. Unfortunately, it could be tough for Katy to come up